Well, that depends who you ask. My goal is the sooner the better. But, you know, they say that, and I don't know if this is true or not, but they say that there's a housing shortage in Southeast Michigan. You know, I mean, there's houses on the market, but, you know, a really good friend of her just did the same thing we did. And she said that anything that's on the market for any significant length of time, she says it's either terribly overpriced and, you know, people can't get them financed, or there's something wrong with them. So, and because they were looking, they ended up finding a house in Chesterfield. But, you know, I mean, like, we're looking at a little bit nicer house in the next subdivision over here in New Baltimore. Okay, but the problem is they want way more money than it's worth, and a lot of the generations that are just starting families out and stuff like that, it's not so much a matter of they can't get the houses financed, it's just that the houses aren't appraising for what these builders think that they're going to get for them. So, you know, let's say a house, I'll just pick a random number for saying a random number. Let's say a house is, like, listed for $450, okay, and they come in and get appraised at $350. Well, that means these new young buyers have to come up with a shortfall, and they have to come up with a down payment. So these houses sit, and the builder outweighs the bank, and the bank outweighs the builder. And in the meantime, you know, you see some of these houses that are just, you know, grossly overpriced, you know, and then they use cheap products. I mean, the one house that we looked at, hell, they had freaking Menards windows in it. I'm going, oh, my God, you know. So you got a young couple that buys this house. They're starting out 10 years from now. The damn house needs new windows. So, and, you know, as I was telling Marion, I says, all these bank appraisers, they see all this crap. And they say, nope, nope, nope. So, anyways, over to you.